Okay, if you want to call me David Attenborough, you can. It's up to you.
Why is that?
So I was surfing yesterday, which one is pretty incredible at my age that I'm still surfing. I was trying out a new surfboard.
Wow. Yeah, a longboard or a shortboard?
A longboard. Trying out a longboard. A bit more volume. And my I got a longboard already, and it's a bit too high performance.
How do you take that down to the ocean, or do you store it at your brother's house or somewhere, do you?
Well, I don't like putting it on the roof of the Audi. So,
no, because it could blow off on Geelong Road.
It could, yeah. Yeah.
So how do you store it down there, down the beach? Somewhere?
I've got one board that I keep in Melbourne, and then I've got another board down, long board down there.
You hide in the bushes.
Hide in the bushes. Yeah.
Oh, have you got a beach box? You've got a beach box.
I went to a barbecue at a beach box the other day. It's quite good.
Yeah, worth millions of dollars. Those things, aren't they?
Yeah. Like, I said to the guy, how much? He goes, about $300,000. Seriously, it's just a box.
A box. That in 10 years may be eroded away. Yeah. You know,
Anyway, so I go to Road Night, which is a beach on the west coast of Victoria.
I've seen the sign.
Yeah, it's very good for longboarding. It's like a nursery wave. It's very friendly. It's very safe.
Old guys beach.
Yeah, and kids. But don't worry, all types of surfers turn up there with their longboards because it's perfect for longboarding and all the new equipment, whether you've got your bloody stand-up sailboards, your paddleboards, your subs.
Longboards, it's like a Gidget movie, is it?
Yeah.
It's like a flashback.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm out there, and I've got to say, a lot of girls out there yesterday on longboards. And
great.
Girls are so good to watch on. They're so elegant. They're just so graceful on a board, whereas guys are a bit like, catch a point wave and do a big turn. Where girls just sort of do this elegant dance. It's just beautiful.
As a rule, I'd rather watch the women than the men, as a rule.
Yeah. Well, no, you've got some posters up on your wall. You've talked about it.
Late Lane Beachley.
But I not in...
Look, the only female server I can think of. I can't think of any male ones. Oh, the one that got bitten by a shark. What was his name? Wayne?
Wayne Lynch.
Who punched the shark? Who was that who punched the
Mick
shark?
Mick Fanning.
Yeah. All right, go.
Yeah. And there was there was a famous girl surfer who had her arm bitten off, and she still surfs.
Oh, yeah.
So, no big deal. I mean, if you're listening to this podcast up in Byron Bay, this sort of thing happens every day. If you're from Victoria, it doesn't happen that often. Anyway, one of the girls
said, if you're in Germany or France, never.
Never.
Because we have some European listeners, Glenn.
Yes. Yes. So they'd be interested in this story. Anyway, one of the girls said to me, oh, there's a dolphin over there. And whenever someone says there's a dolphin over there, the next question is, are you sure it was a dolphin? Because
they look like sharks.
The tip is a dolphin will sort of break the water and then go like in an arc, where a shark will cut the water. The fin will cut through. You with me?
You're like the old man of the sea. Yeah, you got the tips. Yeah. Yeah.
And the big tip for if you want to know whether it's a shark or not, you'll hear the music. You'll hear the music. So swam around and I didn't get to see it. I paddled for a wave and the girl said to me, oh, you're a bit scared, eh? I went, no, I'm not scared. I'm paddling for a wave.
It's like Tinder out there on the water, is it? It's quite social.
No, I wasn't. Well, I must admit I was very chatty yesterday because I was talking to him about how long's your board. I'm trying this one out, you know.
Yeah.
Because on a longboard, for some reason, people are a lot more chatty. They're all, and you know, with shortboards, it's a bit more competitive.
Aggressive, yeah.
Anyway, there was a dolphin, blah-de blah. Then, opened the paper today, it was jumping out of waves later on that day. Thanks, dolphin, didn't do that for me. And it's made the papers. And then my brother, who swims there every morning, has done for the past couple of years without fail through winter, swims there, takes his camera out, and he took a video of it. And I sent it to you before we started recording this.
Yeah.
And he came face to face with the dolphin. And if you turn the volume up, it goes.
You can hear it.
Yeah. So
it's so amazing. It's still when you see. I mean, to me, they look a bit like a shark because they got a. He had a fin, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like he had a bit of a fin.
Yeah.
But you look at the nose, and the nose totally different to a shark. But he was beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah. And as I said to my brother, you know, make some lovely dolphin sushi for Christmas. And
well, I do wonder what they taste like because they're a big fish like a shark. We eat shark. We eat tuna. For which some reason we don't eat dolphins. Just don't eat them.
Yeah, I mean, the dolphins are the friends of the sea. It's like the sharks, bad guys, dolphins, good guys. But seriously, we eat everything else, you know.
Tuna. You get your tuna, dolphin-safe tuna. Don't worry about the tuna. That's in the can. The dolphin's all right. Oh, the dolphin must be laughing his ass off at these tunas.
Yeah, all that, the dolphin's going, I just go, you know what? He's thanking Flipper. If it wasn't for Flipper.
Yeah.
I reckon Flipper did a lot for the whole dolphin community. Otherwise, it would have been you would have been at the supermarket going, what do I feel like, dolphin or tuna today? Or how about a nice dolphin dolphin pasta instead of tuna pasta? How good would that be?
On the other end, we had Jaws. We had Jaws giving sharks a bad name.
Bad
we
name.
Had
yeah.
Flipper.
Yeah. So anyway.
We'll put the video on the Facebook group.
I just texted my brother and I said, would you mind? Because obviously, you know, I don't like to. He may want to keep it for his. But hopefully he gives us permission and we can show you the actual video of the dolphin that I had a near-death experience with. Let's just say it was near death. Let's just say, because I'm thinking, well, how come I didn't get in the paper? You know, what?
Or have you heard about that octopus movie on Netflix where the guy...
I've seen
We need to see a series where you every day go out and befriend the dolphin.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah. And in the end, you kill it.
My octopus. That was cool. That was my octopus teacher, I think it was. So what's my video called?
My dolphin teacher.
My dolphin, yeah.
Maybe something different. My dolphin instructor.
Yeah, my dolphin instructor.
My dolphin hero.
And you're saying that I befriend it, and then when it becomes friend with me, then I just...
You kill it.
You kill it.
Even though to kill a dolphin would be pretty full on, I'd suspect.
I think people listening to the podcast right now are going, I used to like this podcast. I never talking about killing dolphins. I don't know what
mean.
I like. Yeah, he's just being mean. We're just being funny.
We're not serious.
We're not being serious. There are kids out there listening because there are kids that listen to the podcast.
Yes, there are.
And we're not condoning going.
We love dolphins.
We're just drawing a comparison between being how lucky dolphins are, and I think they know they are lucky.
And also, if you're going to kill a dolphin, good luck catching it, is all I'd say, because it'll be hard to catch. Be hard to catch.
Yeah, but anyway.
Oh, God, is that the music? Oh, I think it is. Oh, wow.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. And now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Well, anyway, welcome to the podcast. And, you know, we get two subjects and we're going to try and work out how they're related.
Yeah.
And so if it was dolphins and Glenn Robbins, we know.
Oh, that's a trick. Oh, there you go. I just, you know, it's like that cartoon. There was that cartoon where the guy had the performing, was it a performing bird or something? And had a swing set up and a bike for it to ride and all these little things it was going to do. And then he opened the cage door and the bird just flew off. It's a bit similar. So yesterday, the dolphin, it had the jumping wave thing ready to go. You know, it could have done it when I was there. You know, it's just, you know, it's played its card a bit too late. But anyway, because let's be honest.
Yeah.
The dolphin's going to get a bit more publicity if he's swimming with Russell Coyd. Let's be honest.
That's true. But maybe he knew when the photographer was turning up. I don't know.
I just remember now, Russell Coyd, he did shoot a dolphin in one of his.
Did he?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
See, I'm laughing already. Oh, sorry about that. Oh, sorry. Okay, let's get the subjects. We've got to get the subjects of Sam. What are they, Sam?
Applesauce and astronauts.
Astronauts and applesauce.
We're having a bit of a condiment theme this month. We had tomato sauce last week in Aztecs, and now it's applesauce.
Well, you know what? I am prone to listen to this podcast, and I must admit, when food comes on the radar, we do celebrate it.
We come alive.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, applesauce. I mean, I love applesauce, but I really only ever eat it when I get a pork sandwich or have pork. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, well, I'm getting confused here. There's applesauce, which the one you're talking about, which is on pork. And then there's like a chunky apple thing that you can have in a dessert, can't you? What's that?
Oh,
is that applesauce?
That's an apple puree.
You have in an apple pie. That's not applesauce, is it? No.
No, that's just, well, it's all the same thing. I made apple pie the other night. Oh, so good. I got to say, it's one of my favorite desserts, apple pie.
Apple pie. So that would be with already it's happening. So that would be with thick cream?
Ice cream.
But ice cream and cream.
Yeah, preferable, but I didn't have any cream. But I made the pastry as well.
I was going to say. So you didn't. Whoa. And when you say you made the pastry, you went to the supermarket and bought the thing in the pack.
No. Oh, I made it out of flour and butter. Once you know how to do it, it's quite easy. It's just flour, butter, chilled butter, water, and some sugar. Easy, mate. I always, you often have a mind block to those kind of things, but it was easy. And yeah, and stewed up the apples, put them in the oven with the pastry.
That's what that's what I love. Stewed apples. Stewed apples. Beautiful. I love it on my breakfast. Just beautiful. So I don't want to be a naysayer, but is there a fair whack of sugar in there?
Yeah, but you know, I don't put that much. When I made the apple pie, I sprinkled sugar on the top of the pastry, but I didn't put that much in the apples. You just put you squeeze an orange and a lemon in there. And if you've got a spare apricot or you chuck that in as well, and that sweetens it.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And a bit, I'm thinking cinnamon, a bit of cinnamon in there.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Mm. Oh, yeah. But I think apple sauce, they're referring to the condiment. I assume Sam's referring to what we get in a jar that you put on pork.
Yeah, I think that's what they, yeah. Mm. I mean, and in given that astronauts, you're going to lean more towards an American astronaut than you are an Australian astronaut, aren't you?
Or Russian.
Or Russian. But Russians aren't going to be applesauce. They'd be having your
borscht.
Your sauerkrauts and your, they wouldn't be having your applesauce. Yeah. So I'm going to say, yeah, I think it's an American applesauce, which is a big one on the table of an American, because you know when on occasion I've had American meals in the US, and there's a lot of different dishes on the table.
Yes, right.
There's
right.
a lot of, you know, there's your, you know, what was it, pumpkin pie and, yeah. you know, and the different pumpkin pie. Is it pumpkin pie is the most? Oh, no, it doesn't matter. Anyway.
Well, they treat pumpkin differently to us. We treat it here as a savory dish to have with roast and soup. They have it as a sweet dish.
Well, yeah. I think pumpkin pie is the most fattening thing you can eat in the world. I don't know I think it's there's something they put in it that makes it. But I can't remember what is it nice? I guess it's nice if it's got sugar in it.
You can't get over the fact that you grew up eating pumpkin as a savory thing. It's a bit weird for
That's right.
I reckon personally, but
now so, you know when we were kids, right? I used to have food out of a can, and nowadays, you know, with the grandchild coming around, we're just discovering these things where you can go on the shelf and they have these foods in like a squeeze pack. So you can feed your kids like an astronaut.
Yeah.
And you put the top back on, and put it back in the fridge. And then, so the other day, I should have seen him going at the custard in a tube. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like a toothpaste holder. Yes. You bang it on you in your mouth and away you go. He loves it.
That's great. Yeah, that's a relatively new, not new, but in the last 10 or 15 years, I reckon. Because my kids didn't necessarily have that. I remember getting apple puree in jars and pumpkin puree in jars, and you'd feed it. Or like the tomato paste, rip the lid off kind of plastic container. But the tubes are a recentish thing, I reckon. I know what you mean, though.
And blends, they have different blends of different things. There's rhubarb and something or else, and there's all sorts of different flavors. They would be, as a kid, you're going, oh, bring it on, seriously. Put the top back on and set to go.
Love the it. Only other time you eat those in your life is when you're elderly. So it's like the start of your life and the end of your life.
I know. I know.
So, yeah, I've seen them a lot in aged care homes too.
So what else can we say? It's American.
Well, it's great to have with roast pork. Apple sauce. There's a supermarket near me called Cardamone's, and on Saturday they roast a pork. Out the back in the deli.
Hang on. So it's a tasting thing, or is it
No. You buy some, take it home.
And it's ready to go.
Oh, so good. And so they just cut you off two slices. And with crackling and the pork, and you get some applesauce and a roll, it is the best.
Are you a big crackling guy?
Oh, I love crackling.
Maybe because, you know, I'm such a prude that I'm aware of how fattening crackling is, and I've convinced myself that I don't like it. But there's crackling, there's pork crackling. Is there any other sort of crackling? It's pork crackling is the famous one, isn't it?
There must be other sorts of crackling, but it is.
And it's basically crackling is roasted fat.
Skin. Roasted skin. Fat. No, it's fat.
It's fat. So it's just pure. I'm killing this for people.
As
it's
you know, I'm the face of fat.
Your face is fat, which you told us about on the podcast last week.
Now, Now, I don't have it very often because my partner doesn't like pork, but I've ordered one for Christmas, so I will be having it then.
So you will go, you'll have some turkey and pork. Yep.
Yeah.
And applesauce. Will you buy the applesauce?
In a jar. Yeah. Yeah. I've never really made applesauce.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
That one you buy in the jar is good. Oh,
is
beautiful.
It? Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
And so you just put a bit on the side of the side of the plate. Nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's funny, isn't it? Because for lunch today, I cooked schnitzels last night and I'll be having a schnitzel roll.
Oh, yeah. Today.
Today. But
for lunch.
You wouldn't put applesauce with that. You put, I think we're programmed, you put mayonnaise with that and maybe some chutney.
Yeah.
But it's funny with kids, they don't see the. So when we have roast beef, my son gets out the mint jelly. I'm like, no, that's for lamb because we're so programmed. That mint jelly's for lamb, applesauce is for pork, mustard and gravy's for beef. He goes, well, no, but I like it on this. So it's interesting, isn't it? The kids
breaking the code.
And you know what else they have? They have, when they have a ham sandwich, instead of mayonnaise, no, on a ham sandwich, you would have mustard traditionally, wouldn't you? You'd have mustard.
Yep.
They have tartare sauce.
Did they make a mistake one day and then just realize that they liked it?
I don't know. They just liked it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's funny, isn't it? But we're so programmed. Tartare sauce is for fish. It's not for ham.
Yeah.
But maybe we've got to loosen up a bit.
Yeah. Why not throw your condiments sideways? Just see what happens. You know, the kids are, if one of your kids, you know, obviously gets diarrhea or has had to be taken to hospital or something, then we know, okay, there's a combo that doesn't work. But anyway.
Are you a condiment? Because I've been to some people's houses where they have a lot of condiments, and my kids, I think, love condiments. Are you? Whereas I will happily have a tuna sandwich with no condiment at all, for example. Are you a condiment person? I don't reckon you are.
I wouldn't avoid it, but if it's there, I mean, I was, gee whiz. Again, we're talking about food. My Auntie Roma's green tomato chutney. To die for, and you have that on anything, or a sandwich, just delightful. The moment we're pretty big on the chili tomato sauce. So it's a hot tomato sauce, and I'm having that with schnitzel.
Yum! Yeah, I'm making a bit of sweet chili sauce.
Yum! God, and I'm having that with a bit of potato and salad. It's like, kill me now. You know.
But that is a recent development, though, isn't it? The last sweet chili for Australians, it's a recent development, that chili sauce. We didn't have that when we were kids.
I don't know whether sweet chili. I don't know whether it's sweet. It's just a hot It's hot tomato sauce. It's chili tomato sauce.
Yeah.
You get in the supermarket and it's. I think it's Big Bob's Extra. It's someone. He's given his personal name. Big Bob's Extra Hot. And, it's good.
Like Paul Newman made his... He had pasta sauce.
What are you going to say? What would be your
Glen Robbins?
The Glen Robbins. That's a really good question. I reckon, you know what? You can't.
Or even Russell Coit, the Russell Coit's bush chutney. You know,
that's a good idea. Yeah, that's a really bush chutney. That's just got a nice ring to it, hasn't it? What would it be? It'd be a little bit of it'd be a combination of sump oil with a little bit of
it'd be probably terrible. Awful. What would you go as yourself though? What would you go?
Look, okay, I'm gonna say a dessert that is very underrated is your ice cream with chocolate topping. Okay, I've said it.
So Glen Robbins chocolate topping.
Yeah, I reckon there's a product there. I mean, there's or Uncle Arthur's chocolate topping, or Uncle Arthur's chocolate has a little bit of a weird connotation to it. What would you? Obviously, you've thought about this. What would yours be?
No, I don't know. I like you know what we've had lately? Caramel sauce. Ooh,
you know, for the ad, what I'm seeing, a dob of Dave, a dob of Dave, like because there's a meal. Hey, Mum, I don't want to eat this. Why not? Because it hasn't got a dob of Dave on it. And then you come out and you go.
I reckon it's a tomato sauce with just a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You just dob it on there and you go, dob that. And there's the billboard. Dob that with Dave. Oh.
You should be in advertising.
If people are, you know, listening to this, they should be getting you on board because Dave and Dob just made for each other.
And also my Face of Fat contract has run out. So I'm no longer aligned to the fat company.
Yeah, so you're free and easy. Happy to do anything. But look, we're up for if we want any sponsors out there that want to become part of the show, By all means, get on board. Okay, have we said enough about applesauce?
Yeah, let's go astronauts.
Okay, astronauts. So
Neil Armstrong.
Yeah.
Buzz Aldrin, and who was the other guy in the Apollo? Who was the third one? Do you know his name? Michael Collins?
I think it was Michael Collins. I think it was. Yeah.
And who used to do the routine? I think Steve Bedwell, the Melbourne comic, used to do the routine about how do they work out who was going to walk on the moon? Like,
yeah.
And I think the routine went, oh, we'll do it alphabetically. Armstrong, Aldrin. Oh, come on, guys. Because Michael Collins didn't get out of the,
No. He stayed there.
Circling the moon.
What am I going to do? Well, you're going to wait for us. It's a bit like your dad picking you up after being out late. It's just like, Dad.
I wonder in the shuttle going up after Aldrin and Armstrong had been on the moon, they had a conversation where, let's not talk it up too much. Yeah, we just, you know.
How was it? Yeah, it wasn't that good. It was all right.
You know when you go out without your partner to a restaurant or somewhere like that, and they're a bit jealous, and you come back and they go, "What was the food like?" Ah, it wasn't anything. I mean, George Colombaris came out and did a thing at the table, but whatever. Who cared about that? I would have preferred spaghetti with you and the kids. That's what I would have preferred.
Don't worry about that. Absolutely, I'm so glad to be home. Yeah. There's a segment. What have you downplayed? That's a good radio segment.
Write that down. What have you downplayed? You're right, a degustation menu with, Gary from MasterChef or someone.
Yeah.
So, they're the three astronauts I can think of. There have been a few Australian astronauts, but I don't know their names. And there's certainly Russian ones, Yuri.
Maybe we do it for thinking music. Didn't Working Dog do two Australian astronauts coming back from...
Yes, Santo and...
Santo and maybe, Michael Beach, Rob, maybe?
Michael Beach, yeah.
I can't remember the details, but they were just the elbows.
Yeah, coming back from...
Sort of talking about that they were doing... It was really cool up there, it went really fast and stuff. I can't remember the burnouts, mate. It was Bogan bloody astronauts. When I think astronauts, I think of that movie, The Right Stuff.
Oh, great movie.
Great movie.
Right.
Shepard, was that his name?
Sam Shepard.
Sam Shepard with the deep voice.
Yeah, right.
And then you had your Apollo 13. Because Apollo 11 was the first one, wasn't it? That actually landed. 11?
Yeah, I'm going with that. I don't know, but yep.
Yeah, 13 was that we have a problem and they just came back because they ran out of oxygen or something. They didn't churn their oxygen tanks or something, whatever it was. And I also think about the machine where they get in and the G-force where it goes, whoa, whoa.
Oh, that's a great scene in The Right Stuff.
And their faces pull right down. And
rotor at Luna Park.
Yeah. And they often black out or vomit or something. I mean, I couldn't do that. I'd probably die in there.
There's a great scene in The Crown where Prince Philip's obsessed by the astronauts. Have you seen any meets them?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, you've talked to me about it because it's when the priests are meeting on his property and he makes fun of them. There's all the priests in the older age group and he goes and meets them and sort of has a crack at them and says, you're pathetic and all this. And then he gets, because he's a pilot and he's a former military man, he gets obsessed by the astronauts and he meets them. And he realizes they're just normal men. They're just like, they're sort of bogans.
Yeah.
And he goes back, and it's a great scene where he goes back to the priest and he finds fellowship with them and stuff.
Don't meet your heroes. It's kind of like you might be a little bit let down.
But as my partner would say, it's just another episode of Man Pain, because that's what The Crown's all about. Oh, I don't want to be the prince, Man Pain.
That's what Jane Kennedy says when the start of the football shows come on. It's important man music. Important men talking about important sports. Important man music. It's just some blokes kicking the ball.
I love it. Who's the guy in charge of Collingwood, Gary? Someone gets really serious, like when one of the players has got drunk and smashed a car. This is a very serious problem, mate. Talk about football.
It's a footballer. Yeah, it's just
serious.
It's front page news. Big deal.
Gil McLaughlin, serious stuff.
Now I do know that the when you go to the toilet. Now if you're going up into space and you've got to go to the toilet, you wear diapers.
Well, yeah, there was that famous incident in America where the astronaut woman drove across America to confront her boyfriend or something and she wore diapers because she was used to wearing them in space.
And there was that also the famous story that we didn't want to tell who it was, a friend of ours, and then we told it on radio, and he said he gave his blessing for us to announce on the podcast that Mick Malloy once wore a pair of diapers to a party.
it makes sense, doesn't it? And so did he use them? So he was having a wee when he was talking to you, was he? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah, which is a little perverse, but anyway. But I think that's short term with the diapers with the astronauts. Long term, they use a vacuum cleaner.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah, because I think if you urinate, like if say let's say you want to urinate, it just floats into the air.
Yeah.
So I think what you do is you go stand next to the vacuum, you just do it towards, and it just sucks it in.
Yeah. Right. I read this great article about the amount of space junk flying around the Earth now because some of the satellites have broken down.
Oh, really?
And there's an American agency that catalogues them all and tracks them. And what happened one day, there was a bit of space junk coming towards the International Space Center, and as big as like a CD, but it could, at that speed, it could easily puncture the Space Center.
Of course, yeah.
And so the American guy, the agency tells the astronauts and the American guy, they've all got to go up to the Russian end where the Russians were. And the American goes, come on, guys, we've got to isolate. And he goes, but the Russians were having lunch and they didn't seem bothered by the fact.
He goes,
didn't seem bothered by the fact that they were just, you know, didn't care about this bit of, it missed by about 30 feet or something. But yeah, they said eventually there's going to be a disaster up there because of all this crap floating around. Yeah.
So basically, if you go to the toilet, are they firing it out into space, do you reckon?
I don't know. I think they keep their, I don't know. Is it like a, They keep it in a tank.
Oh, you reckon? Oh, okay. Because I thought it might be like a train, because whereas a train, or sometimes airplanes fly it, push it out, don't they?
They used to. Yeah, I don't know anymore. They used to.
Because
sure.
I don't want to get too graphic, but seriously, you know, if you have a healthy diet, you're probably creating a couple of satellites out there.
Yeah. A few meteors.
I don't know what it is, but it's big. And it's coming our way.
It's coming our way, and it smells.
Because I think, doesn't the sunset and sunrise and sunset, if you're in orbit, it's every 90 minutes the world spins around, I think it is.
Right. Yeah, I don't know, but that's amazing.
I don't know. Let me get this straight. If you're in orbit, hang on. If you're away from Earth, the Earth spins in front of you, but if you're still in the gravitational pull, you would spin with it like a satellite.
Yeah, yeah.
Or right, a satellite's going around. Satellites are going around, aren't they?
They're going around us, yeah, because you see them up in the sky.
I don't know whether this is interesting or not, but I read the other day, I looked up why satellites don't fall out of the sky. Have you ever wondered that?
No.
You've never wondered that?
No, I never wondered that. No. Why don't they fall out of the sky? Because they're in a pull, aren't they? They're in a gravitation.
Well, the way they explained it, this is pretty boring, but the way they explained it is if Mount Everest went right up into space, right? And if you were right on the top of Mount Everest and you threw something off the top, it would just gently fall down. It would go down back to Earth. But if you fired it really hard, it would go off into space. So there's the two. What you have to do, you have to fire it. So a satellite goes up in a rocket, and then it gets fired out, not so soft that it gets pulled by gravitational pull and not so hard that it goes out into space. It's kind of like Goldilocks. It's right in between, so it just goes the exact amount so it stays in the gravitational pull, but it has energy so it stays and goes in that arc. So it just goes continually, and the jet engines just reposition it. They don't actually push it forward. Anyway, there you go, kids. I want you to write that up in an assignment.
I never knew that. That's really interesting.
No, I didn't read that either. Yeah.
Would you go into space if...
if it was commercial?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like pay, I don't know. I'm 100, sure...
100, 100 grand?
It's going to be... You're going to pay for it. I mean, is it going to...
Yeah, but you're a celebrity. You're sure you get a free ride and just do a bit of funny stuff when you're up there for 5 minutes?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe we could do the podcast from up there.
Yeah.
You know, do somehow related from up there. I reckon at some point it's going to be a bit... You know, coming back is going to be hard. I mean, isn't it going to be hard? Doesn't it heat like the plane heat up? Isn't there some sort of, you know? Isn't it, you know?
Things fall off. Panels fall off by according to movies and stuff. Yeah.
I reckon someone like, you know, I reckon Husey would do it. And I reckon I'd talk to Husey. I'd go, Husey, Dave and I have been approached about going up into space. And what would Husey say, do you reckon? Oh, it's all right. right. It was pretty good, wasn't it?
It's pretty good. I'll do it. Why wouldn't I do it?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I do it?
Yeah, because anyway, you get to go to the toilet and you use a vacuum cleaner. You know?
No, but imagine getting to float around. That'd be awesome.
Well, right. You can do that in a jet.
Yeah, you can.
The jet goes up into an arc, and just at the top of the arc, you become weightless.
Wow.
I think, you know who I think about when I think about astronauts? It was, you know, the guy who, remember the Thunderbirds? There was Thunderbird 1, there was Thunderbird 2, had the pods in it. There was 3, I think, did something.
4.
Four was underwater. I think 5 was in space.
Yeah, right.
And they would often cut to him. They'd go, and he would do the international sort of linking up, and they'd, and I always felt, I think it was Alan or John who was up there. I always go, they should warn him if they're going to bang the camera on him because he may be doing something.
Yeah. He's bored up there. He's very bored.
Up there. He may be doing something inappropriate. You know, again, if kids are listening, I mean.
Picking his nose, for example.
Yeah, picking his nose. It's just that they should warn him when they're, you know, because always, anyway. Something else I read the other day. Now, this is interesting. That you're taller in space. You know why?
Oh, wow.
Because there's no gravitational pull.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Hmm. So if I went up with Grant Daniel, he would be as tall as me, would he?
Jeez, Grant, you've grown. Yeah. All right.
Well, let's have some thinking music. What are we going to have? Like, we could have a scene from The Right Stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I don't know any better. I don't think it's an Apple Sauce ad. We could have a scene from Apollo 11 or 13, Houston. Courtney, our producer, has been doing a wonderful job of producing our little make believe scenes. How about we're two astronauts going around in space and we're having lunch?
Okay.
In space, and we both bought lunch.
We're on the space station, are we? We're on the International Space Station.
Yeah, the International Space Station. Yeah, this is
great. Right,
okay.
All right, here we go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Dragon SpaceX soft capture confirmed.
And I think we all feel very lucky. And I'll pass it to my crewmates in case they want to say a word or two.
We are honored to be here on board the station. When we celebrate 20 years of...
Oh, boy, you see... Oh, look at that, hey.
What?
Bloody, I'm sick of Yuri cooking his borscht down the Russian end. It's bloody stinking out of the place.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry about it. Today is bring lunch day, and I brought something special. Did you bring anything?
No, you've got to just have pills and tubes.
Yeah, no.
I got a tube. What does it say here? Roast pork on my tube.
Yeah,
that's what I've got. See, yeah,
I had a secret pack we took off. Do you remember that extra bag that I had?
I noticed the rocket sort of shudder a bit because of your extra bag.
Yeah, well, I've got... I don't know whether you want any of it, but I've got...
What do you got?
I've got some of Selena's risotto. I've got some schnitzel with the tomato sauce. And for dessert, I've got some flat balls.
Have we got any applesauce? I've got a tube of applesauce here somewhere.
What can we put the applesauce on? And let's have applesauce with schnitzel.
Yeah, and I've also got a tube of roast pork. You want some of my tube?
Suck on that. Suck on this. Yeah. Suck on that.
Hang on a second. I'll get some roast pork in my mouth. Oh yeah. Okay, give me that applesauce. Here we go. Right, okay. Oh, I might take some. Can I have that vacuum? Hey, hang on. I feel a bit sick. Pass me the vacuum.
No, that's the toilet. That it. No,
oh, my God.
Don't touch it. Don't put it in your mouth.
Oh, I feel sick.
Yeah. Hey, I feel sick. Hey.
Whoa.
Look at the
Oh, it's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? So let me get this straight. The one out the left window, that's the moon, right? And the big blue one, that's the Earth, right?
That's the Earth. And see that thing flying past? It's an alien.
Okay. Hang on.
Wow. Is it George Clooney in a spaceship?
Space movies? Yeah, that's Susan. What's her name? The other actress.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think you can see my place from here.
Oh, wow.
Hang on.
There's Australia. Yeah.
No, I've moved to Florida.
Oh, you moved to Florida?
Yeah, I'm living in Florida now. Hang on.
Like most astronauts based in Florida.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm in Florida now. You're going to be able to see it if you squint a bit here. See these binoculars? Yeah. See the, I'll give this telescope. Now you can see Florida there.
I can see Disney World.
Yeah, Disney World. Now there's Orlando there.
Yeah.
Can you see that golf course?
Oh, there's a golf course. Yep.
Yeah. Now there's That's my house there. See,
right
see
on
my
the golf
house?
Course.
Yeah. Now you see my. Now there's my next door neighbour.
Oh,
see my and guess who that is?
Donald Trump.
No.
Who?
It's Greg Norman. And can you see that other thing that's sticking out?
What's he doing? Is that his golf club? He's not even a wee, is he? What's he doing?
It's his penis. You can see his penis.
Is he well known? Is he for having a the shark?
Didn't you see that? Didn't you get the recent photograph of the shark?
No.
Didn't you not see that?
No.
Oh no! Well, it was a photograph.
In space. I haven't seen
it. No,
of this
but
stuff.
We get a regular update, and you know, and
right,
they said there
okay.
was a photograph of Greg Norman walking down the beach with his dog, and. His dog, and he had, let's just say, Greg, if you're listening, he was very impressive in that department, and his dog was staring at it.
What club was it? A Club 9? What are you calling
it? Was
the
it looked like a driver. Yeah, it was like a driver. It was. Anyway, maybe we...
Hang on, are we still in the spacecraft?
What's happening? Maybe we should put that photograph... I'll send you that photograph back to Earth. And we can put it on the Facebook page. Anyway, I've killed
you know what? I'm going to go hang out with Yuri and his Borscht now. I'll see.
Hey, come on! I'm pointing out some really good things. Oh, okay. We better wrap it up. Head back to Earth because the
I'm going
to
feed the monkeys. Yeah.
I'm going to go back and watch the final episode of...
Maths. Yeah, Maths.
Yeah, Maths. Yeah.
Maths. Well, I was right there in that.
You didn't see the Greg Norman. I will send you the photograph straight after.
I don't need
show.
To see it. I don't need to see it.
No, you do. But our people need to see it on Facebook because I'm surprised a lot of people didn't hear about it. So that I'm just making it up. But it was made world news that Greg Norman was very well endowed.
Well, there we go.
There we are. That was my joke. Say you could see Greg Norman's penis from.
Sure.
Space.
Okay. I get it. Does it get in the way of his golf swing?
Well, mine does. Bang! There you go. Look out. Oh,
but hey, you do play mini golf. So hey.
Again, if the kids are listening, dad jokes are plenty. Yeah.
Dad jokes plenty. All right. Well, let's have a guess. What are you going to say? I
don't know why I say this, but I reckon I'm pretty close. I reckon applesauce changes color in space.
Wow.
And I don't know why.
Applesauce was the first thing they brought to space. I just reckon that's a bit of a...
What do you mean often, as in?
On the first rocket, on the Apollo or whatever.
But why did they... because they wanted to eat it.
Maybe it's just good to bring it... Yeah, applesauce was one of the things the astronauts requested.
So what you're saying is you're going, you got your oxygen, you got your this, you got your... Oh, and they didn't just have normal food. They got, you got to take some applesauce.
Yeah. Well, you know when China put... this is not a joke. One of the things, they had dog on the menu.
Yeah, I know.
They had the astronauts in space. So,
well, they had dog? So what? No, hang
not
on.
A dog in, not a dog in the space.
Because they did. There was a dog that went into space the very first.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Didn't they just throw a stick up really high and then, sorry.
Dad, they had a stick in another rocket and it followed.
See the stick over there? Ready? One, two.
Yeah, he was like a street dog from Russia, and they let him die up there. I think he died on the way down or something.
Yeah. And so, anyway, what's your point about applesauce?
My point is that when the astronauts go into space, different countries have different kinds of food. And when China went into space, they had dog on the menu as one of the foods they took up into space. And so I would suggest that the American astronauts had applesauce.
Because you think it was a classic thing to do.
Yeah.
We'll see. Okay, Sam, what is it?
John Glenn was the first person to eat in space. In 1962, he ingested applesauce. It was unknown if astronauts would be able to swallow anything while weightless, and Glenn's ability to swallow the applesauce proved that it was possible.
Well done. You got it right.
Wow. So that was the first choice of food by the Americans.
Yeah. So whether or not it had pork in another tube, I don't know, but yeah.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
I think it's incorrect because, you know, Laika the dog was the Russian dog who was the first one in space, and he would have had pal dog food, I assume.
Or, but how's he going to open the tin? How's the dog going to open the tin? You know.
Maybe they just put some – yeah, how did they feed the dog in space? Is there some bones lying around for him?
Poor old – I mean, you know.
Poor old Laika.
I don't think Laika would have been – you know, they wouldn't have been, you know, giving him any food, I don't think, poor thing.
Do you reckon he knew what was going on? Like, when he got in the rocket, he's like, hey, what's going on here?
Well, and do you reckon they wound down the window so he could bite the air going past for this?
Well, sorry. The kennel's moving. The kennel's going in space.
Oh, God.
Oh, like, oh,
we are the dad joke, podcast for the sake of it.
He got paid in bones, apparently. Give the dog a bone. He got paid in bones. And
come on. Because they should have at least let him get out and, you know, walk around, have a piss somewhere and do his markings, get back in and go back home again. So, you know, if other dogs go, they would know. Because Americans put up a flag. The dogs just have a piss and let everybody know that they were the first. You know,
I wonder if he got fixed. Like, did he have the old snip before he went up there? You know, you get a dog fixed, you know.
Yeah, but why would they do that?
I don't know. So he didn't, I don't know, meet any other dogs in, oh, well, they're not going to meet any other dogs in space.
Wasn't that a film or a TV show, Dogs in
Space?
Dogs
in Space, great Australian movie. Yeah. With Michael Hutchins, set in the 80s in Melbourne. Yeah, it was great. It's in the shared house. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was great. Saskia Post. Yeah, it was a good movie. I mean, I've been fixed. I had a vasectomy. When I came home, I lay in front of the fire and got a pat. It was
just licked yourself and went to sleep.
Yeah.
That's right. You did get fixed.
Oh, good times.